Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
DC changes Green Lantern mythology. Apocalypse miniseries to bridge X-Men eras. The Last Ronin 2 sells big for IDW. This is Comic Book Club News for March 12, 2024. For decades, DC Comics has played with the idea that there are more Green Lanterns that come from Earth than the rest of the DC Universe. And now we know why, thanks to the latest issue of the series, Green Lantern Number 9. Spoilers for today's issue past this point. In the issue, written by Jeremy Adams with art by Zermonico, Hal Jordan is trying to figure out why he has a strange new Green Lantern ring and can't leave the planet. Though there are more mysteries to come by issue's end, he solves this big one by traveling deep into a cave and discovering a surprising secret. There's a backup Green Lantern power battery that's been hidden on Earth in case the one on Oa was ever destroyed. In fact, that Owen power battery was destroyed. And not only that, Jordan realizes the reason there are so many lanterns on the planet is because they were drawn to the latent energy of this backup battery. Now, there is a fair amount of dream logic going on in this issue, so it's possible there may be more twists and turns to come. But as is, this effectively retcons decades of coincidental storytelling. That said, there's another reason why there are so many Green Lanterns based on Earth. I'm cribbing a quote from Stephen Moffat here, the former showrunner of Doctor who was once asked a similar question. Why are so many episodes of the series set on Earth when the Doctor could travel through all of space and time? Moffat's answer: the show is filmed on Earth. The same can definitely be applied to Green Lantern comics, but at least in the books themselves, we now have a slightly more fun explanation. We've spent a lot of time on this podcast talking about the end of the current Krakoa era of the X-Men, and what's coming next in the From the Ashes era that will kick off in July. And now comes news of a miniseries that will bridge both eras, because comics publishing schedules are weird. The mini, titled X-Men Heir of Apocalypse, will be written by Steve Fox with art by Netho Diaz, and over the course of four issues tells the story of what happens when Apocalypse leaves Earth to go rule Arako, aka Mars, and aims to choose a successor Hunger Games style. The 12 mutants involved include Armageddon Girl, Cable, Cypher, Emma Frost, Exodus, Forge, Gorgon, Mirage, Mr. Sinister, Penance, Richter, and Laura Kinney, aka Wolverine. What makes this weird is that rather than having a big ending in June with X-Men 35, and then pausing to relaunch in July with TBA titles, instead this book will run two issues in June and two in July. Not really a clean break, Marvel, said Fox on the bridge title, via a press release provided to Comic Book Club News. Quote, "These past few years have shown so many new facets of En Sabah Nur, and my Krakoan peers aren't done with him quite yet. So it's both an immense honor and a ton of pressure to step up to the slab for Heir of Apocalypse, which charts a new path for his legacy in the years to come. I've been lucky to bend the ear of past and future stewards of these characters to make sure these four issues are a meaningful entry in the Apocalypse canon, and I had every X-Fan's dream task of selecting 12 mutants from across the history of the franchise who might just be up for the titular role. Some are characters I've already had the privilege to write, some are characters I've eyed enviously, and some won't survive the series. But only one will become the Heir of Apocalypse. So there you go. Not quite the end, not quite the beginning. Sounds pretty much like the X-Men to me." Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles The Last Ronin is one of the bigger hits of the modern comics era. A new perennial bestseller in graphic novel format with spin-offs, toys, games, and more. So it was inevitable that the sequel would hit a high number of orders at comic shops. And now we know exactly how many. 140,000 copies, according to IDW. To put this in perspective, the first issue of Dynamite's Thundercats number 1 had 170,000 copies ordered by comic book stores. And it ended up at number 2 on last month's bestsellers list, behind Ultimate Spider-Man number 2. So while 140,000 copies is enormous by modern chart standards, it will be interesting to see where The Last Ronin 2 number 1 sits once the dust settles. Said Kevin Eastman, the co-writer of the new series, quote, "The reaction to and continued success of The Last Ronin series goes so far beyond anything we imagined at any time during the creation process. Humbling is the best way to sum it up for me. The whole team just wanted to tell the best story we could. The fact that we get to continue to tell more stories in the TMNT Last Ronin universe is another gift from the most incredible fans on the planet. A second printing of the issue is now available for pre-order and will hit comic book stores on May 25. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And most of these podcasts take place on Earth, too. Fun fact! Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money.